A Prayer for Trust by Ron Moore. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. On one hand, we know that God's promises are true. On the other hand, we know that our challenges are real. Sometimes it's so hard to see how these two things can work together. That's what the psalmist was struggling with in this portion of his writing. God had promised that King David's line would last as long as the heavens endure. God said, "I will maintain my love to him forever, and my covenant with him will never fail." However, here it seemed that God had rejected and renounced the promise. Enemies had come and reduced his strongholds to ruins. How could God's promised faithfulness to his people be possible when it seemed that God had not supported them when they needed him most? This apparent conflict is something we still struggle with today. When illness strikes, discouragement hits, the unwanted divorce occurs, the job goes away, we have to make a move. Again. We wonder if God has not supported us in our battles. Let's be honest, some days it may feel like that, but God never leaves us. He is always at work behind the scenes, weaving a beautiful masterpiece. Someday it will all make sense. Today we continue to trust in the midst of our questions. Someday it will all make sense. Today we continue to trust in the midst of our questions. Father, sometimes it does feel that you have left us in the battle. We know that you are with us, but so are our feelings of aloneness. The enemy seems to be taking ground. Our crying out to you seems to go unanswered. We know you are at work, but help us trust you in the midst of our questions. In Jesus' name, amen.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.